Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
I'm Dusha.
Boys, we thought Tom was still dead. We didn't realise he was going to be back.
Lazarus, baby.
So we grabbed an incredible replacement. Fan favourite, Carlton supporter, Tracy. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. And thanks for getting it done against Geelong.
It's yeah, a real of course.
Service to football.
Yeah.
One of those things that just makes you go, fuck, how good's footy? Tom, you're alive.
Yeah.
There
was some go there.
We were flirting with this great idea of like just having a rolling panel of hosts
while I was dying.
Who barrack for teams that have beaten Geelong.
So oh,
we were sweating for Gold Coast next week.
Yeah, no,
we're like, who goes for Gold Coast?
That'd have been tricky.
Yeah. We'd have to go to AFL House and find an employee there.
Nah, yeah. Surely you could put out like a blast for someone to fly down and join you guys.
But who would it be though? Who goes for Gold
whoever
Coast?
Listens to the podcast.
No one's ever reached out to the show and said, I barrack for Gold Coast.
Gold Coast fan?
Is there? I don't remember.
Or yeah. Someone, oh no, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Brisbane games at Metricon with the kids from Queensland where one is a Geelong supporter and one's a Brisbane supporter.
Oh yeah.
I think they have maybe Gold Coast memberships that they can go to Metricon games.
Oh, okay. That's just to, you know, to watch some footage.
It counts.
Yeah.
I think it counts.
I don't think it counts.
I think it's TC behaviour.
A member and a supporter are a different thing.
Well, actually, speaking of TC behaviour and footy memberships, I haven't done anything. This sounds like I'm about to come clean with something. That's not the case. But how are we...
Actually, do you still have a membership of a certain football club?
I believe so.
Oh.
But I've called the club to cancel it.
Wait, hang on. You got to clarify now.
Okay. So,
your club, Tracy.
Listener of the show.
Stop it.
Jason got me an AFLW membership.
Yeah.
For the Carlton Football Club. He has.
Jason, thank you.
Yeah, well, he's also had a kid and I think has forgotten about it.
It's also a junior membership.
Yeah, they realized that I had a junior membership, called me, and I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't buy this for myself. Like, I'll just sort it out. And then, yeah. At the start of this year, just got a letter.
So, still a junior one?
Yeah,
still a junior one.
Have you talked to Jason? Does he know this is happening?
Yes.
Did you get
and
the?
And what did he say?
He also similar to what I said to the club of like, yeah, I'll sort it out. Just
did you get the merchandise or like the bibs and stuff with your names on it?
No, it was. It's just the card.
Man, if you got named bibs, yeah. That'd be sick.
I got something. I can't remember what it was.
Like plates and I don't know. It was random. Yeah.
What?
Well, when I was working at the other clubs, the kids get like cutlery with their names on it.
The Carlton junior membership is not that intense. It does have one thing though. I can't remember what it was. It was just like
if that one thing is like, you get to run out with the team.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get to do Guard of Honor stuff.
That's pretty cool.
That would be so funny. The AFLW games.
Michael Voss will come to your school on Father Sunday.
I am excited for when the AFLW season starts and you get invited to be out on the ground in the Guard of Honor.
Because I'm a 3-year junior member
of the Carlton Football Club when they're playing Essendon.
Oh, yeah.
In like a grudge match against Matty Prasparkas. And you go out there, you look like you, a fully grown 30-year-old man, just next to like some 10-year-old kids.
Some Benjamin Button stuff going on.
And then as they're running out, you just rip the Carlton merch off and you're wearing a Bombers jumper underneath.
Start swinging that jacket.
Yeah.
Start punching kids.
Nah, come on. Not at the AFLW. Come on.
Well, I can swing my jacket at the AFLW.
I've got to know. I've got to know the consequences.
I've got to know he's coming.
I tried to cancel the membership.
It'll go on forever. One day they'll build a statue to be like, Joel Dusha, 30-year member.
30-year junior member.
But so did you tell them to cancel it, or did you just say, let's sort it out?
Yeah, well, because they were kind of calling me to be like, you're in trouble because we've figured out that you have a junior membership and you're not a junior. But they didn't do anything about it.
But you don't really – do you get tickets to that?
Yeah, junior members, like, I can get two tickets to, any Carlton game.
Can it pivot across to the men's comp?
No.
Okay.
But I do get updates from the men, like,
email from Michael Voss.
Yeah, I got an email from Michael Voss.
You got a text message, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Or Tracy, you did, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think a lot of members got
I think
text
it was
message.
Like a... Michael Voss signed it, but not really. It was just generic, like, no, hey, guys, sign up.
The penmanship was exquisite.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible.
You could feel the glove on the pen.
I mean, I was talking about text message. You were talking about penmanship.
Have you not seen a beautifully handwritten text from Michael Voss? He uses a stylus.
But speaking about AFLW, well, especially Carlton, I actually met one of them, one of the players last week.
Oh, who was
weekend.
It?
I'm not going to be able to pronounce her name. I'm going to fully butcher it.
Nah, do it.
Oh, no, I don't know. She wears number 8. Vamua?
Oh, Lala Wifi.
Yeah.
So she was at,
She's so fun. She was at one of the clinics that I was helping to run. So she was just down there.
Coach Tracy.
Out with kids. Oh, yeah, well, I don't know if it's transferring on, was it fantasy? Is that what we're
doing? You don't even know what it is. Yeah. I haven't said this to you guys, but I thought at some point in the app we should do a bit of a like how to fix a team.
Yeah.
And focus on Tracy's team. I didn't see, what did you score this week? Because I know last week you were in the 1300s.
I improved.
Oh, okay. What does that mean, 1500?
Yeah, it was the high 1500s.
No, I think I was only 1400, wasn't I?
No, it was high 1500. Oh, it was like 1556.
Wait, what did you score week one?
1300.
Stu Martin areas.
To be fair, though.
Stu Martin of the past, not the present.
Stu Martin. He's trying this year.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the land of the living, Stu Martin. Before we move on, because there's two things that I need to. I'm going to work my way back to where this conversation started. I'm going to take one step back and say.
All right, hold up.
Yeah, hold up. Let me cook.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to take one step back first and get to what I was originally going to say, but just talking about AFLW players attending a clinic. Taylor Harris was at the Essendon Gold Coast game where she also attended a clinic of some excellent last quartermanship from the Essendon Bombers. She was there with Cody, who is her partner, and Maddie Pressbarkers, both who are Essendon players. But Taylor's touring the club, I reckon.
The plot thickens.
She's going to go to the third club, do you reckon?
Yeah.
If anyone's seen her at
fourth club
near Tullamarine.
Fourth? You should start
at fourth club. She'd be a fourth club veteran.
Hang on. So Carlton, Melbourne.
Brisbane. Carlton.
Was she?
Yeah.
In their inaugural year. Yep. Yeah.
Made the grand final.
I think even 2 years.
Yeah, but definitely for their first year.
Yeah, for sure. She was there from the start.
Yeah. Oh, she was their marquee signing in their first year. She was like 17, wasn't she?
I think she was an All-Australian at Brisbane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Gun.
Jet.
Yeah.
Weapon.
Lots of teams. Playing all of them. Daisy Pierce has retired and given up on our dream of her playing for every single
club.
Yeah. So Taylor Harris can do it.
Yeah. The dream's alive, though, too, because now every club is in the AFLW. Yeah.
Daisy, you can still do it.
Daisy, come back.
And now I'm going to go back to what I was originally saying.
No, you need to go back further again.
What was the weather the day you were born?
Just stop. Sean, do you have a question for us?
Oh, yeah.
He's already said it.
Did you really?
Yeah. He asked it, you fever fuck.
I thought you said it as a statement.
No, so the question was, when Geelong lose to Carlton, it makes you think, how good's footy?
Oh, yes, that's not a question.
He did say it.
That's a statement.
Shut up, Tom.
I was expecting a question.
I hate Chris Scott. I don't know what he's done to me this year, but I'm sick of him.
I have developed a strategy in fantasy, and that strategy is called never pick a Geelong player ever again. I won't do it.
Okay.
I don't want him.
I have two.
Geelong player scored 138 this week.
I don't care.
Which one?
Cameron.
Yeah, probably get rested next week when his wife has a baby.
He also
banged up ribs that don't look like they work.
Shit. Yeah. Look. This is absolutely speculation, but based on a bump that happened in that game and watching the game and how he responded afterwards, I don't think they're sore ribs. I reckon he's probably got a cracked rib.
Who did the bump? He was just in a pack. Like, it was like five players going up for a ball.
I would know considering I was
wanted
at the
game.
Wanted
to know who to high five. Oh,
yeah. Got him.
I'm assuming like a Wietering or a
Lewis
Young.
But I do
Lewis
really
Young.
Like Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, I don't know why.
Sean,
you've stood for Jeremy. You forgave him on this podcast.
No, I don't think I did.
You did. We have audio of that.
I think I got caught up in grand final magic.
Yeah.
The cold light of the new season has begun.
It was the cow with the medal that got me.
The cow with the medal?
Yeah, that got me.
That's the cow doing all the heavy lifting.
Right here.
Yeah. Have you seen Tom's tattoo?
I saw it when he was walking in before.
It's a good tattoo. Yeah. Do you want to have a look at it again, Sean?
I don't care.
It's going to be really hard because I'm going to take off his jacket.
Yeah, okay, guys, look, the fact that you're all wearing matching jackets and didn't tell me makes me feel very left out right
Well,
now.
If you're a listener of the show, you would know that this is our uniform every week, Tracy.
True, Tracy, because you can hear it
every
week.
Every week, or was it just last week?
Every week.
Every week. Going back to AFL memberships for clubs you don't barrack for, a lot of clubs getting sneaky with juicy deals. So, for example, the Western Bulldogs have a cheap membership that gives you a really big discount on KO.
Oh.
So it's like a year's worth of KO for like $180 or something like that.
I don't know how much KO.
KO is $35 a month.
Wouldn't know.
Okay, yeah.
I freeload KO.
Our boss
probably forgets that he pays for it.
Oh, is that what you guys do?
It's part of the How Good's Footy business expenses.
Yeah.
How do I sign up to be
three screens, so it's, yeah.
Screens are at a premium, and some weekends you just want to watch a game, and you can't, and you think to yourself, but that's impossible. There are only three hosts of How Good's Footy. Hayden.
That didn't happen for a while.
Yeah.
But there was a hectic, I think it was in the finals.
Yes.
It was a disgusting time for everybody.
Yeah.
Very stressful.
Very, very stressful.
Other clubs do those deals as well.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, so they're like,
the Bulldogs one is, I think, the juiciest.
Yeah, because I think it's cheaper to get a Western Bulldogs membership and a year's worth of KO than it is to just pay for a year of KO. Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
And actually, Sean,
the downside is, though, you do have to be a member of the Western Bulldogs. Who? I'm going to make a big call. Suck shit. Mm.
I can confirm because I was there that night. It was so bad.
They were terrible. And you know who's bad? Bevo.
I'm playing him this week, so I don't want to jinx it.
No.
But Bevo sucks, and I hope he gets fired.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You've learned nothing from Tom.
I don't care. Fuck the guy. I'm sick of him.
Imagine the team that kills the coach.
Oh.
I mean, they just signed a 2-year extension recently.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Before. They should have signed it.
Brett Ratton did too. So.
That's what I was saying, because I went to the game with my doggies. Friends, and they were like, they shouldn't have signed the extension until midway through the season.
Is it a 2-year deal?
Yeah. And then I was like, well, Rats also. And then they scapegoated him. So you never know what's going to happen to Bevo.
Do you know what happened? I think the St Kilda job was up in the air and Bevo got a bit of leverage.
Well, there would have been St Kilda,
the dogs shit
North,
themselves a little bit.
Essendon. There's probably 4 or 5 jobs.
Yeah, the doggies started pissing
their
pants.
This is really deja vu because the last time I was here, we spoke about
Bevo.
Bevo and also the Essendon coaching job. Being up in the air.
Yeah.
It's not up in the air at the moment.
No.
I don't know why Bevo and his coaching tenure always comes up on this show. I'm not really sure.
Hey, if you want to listen and find out, do us a favor.
Do a deep dive. Find out why I hate him. I can tell you why I hate him, because he's a fucking cunt. I'm sick of him.
Well, speaking of Brisbane playing Western Bulldogs this week, and this ties into the membership thing and the TCing without it being your intention to TC, because Sean, I believe a listener of the show got into contact with you and they work, and obviously we're going to keep all of their information on the down low, and also I'm going to reveal I don't even know their name, so I can't ruin anything.
Yep. I won't reveal sources, but I will say someone who listens to the show also works at the venue that the game will be at, and that venue have them wear an apron that is the
home
team's colours.
What?
And this person, who perhaps barracks for Brisbane, will have to wear a Bulldogs apron at the Bulldogs Brisbane game.
Wait, hang on. Wait, what are they? I've never seen this before.
It might be a new thing this year because I don't really recall.
Is it when
it
they're serving people?
Yeah, I think when they're serving people, I've seen this person with like a St Kilda one on at a certain point. And
it must be at a like down where Medallion Club is or whatever.
Possibly, yeah.
Because I've never seen that.
The posh section of the worst stadium in Australia.
Correct. Yeah. They have a Chinese restaurant down there.
That is not the worst stadium in Australia.
Name me a worse one.
Optus Stadium.
No way. We spoke about this last
Optus
time.
Optus rules, man.
Optus
are we talking about Marvel?
Yeah.
Marvel sucks Optus shit. Stadium in Western Australia.
Worse than Marvel.
No, it's not.
You know what?
How old?
No, it's not.
Probably the best in the world.
Did you see the fucking ground this week?
Hear me out.
You're talking about vibes of the ground, not the actual performance.
I like to be able to see the sky when I'm at the footy.
No, I'm talking about the food stores that they got there, which we spoke about last time.
I'm talking about the cold
best food,
corporate.
Best food's at Adelaide Oval.
That it is.
Yeah. It's a piece of shit.
Actually, because you had whatever you had there.
I had a Rogan Josh at the footy.
All right. I'm going to Adelaide in 2 weeks' time, I think.
Stand on the hill. Stand on the hill.
Go down the hill. The food place that sells curry is at that end. There's Indian. Oh, Japanese fish and chips and Chinese, I think. Anyway, get
Optus
a curry.
Stadium has the same. They have all of that. Curry stall, all of it.
See, so again, Marvel Stadium, worst stadium.
And everything is so expensive now. Drinks, food, whatever, Marvel.
Inflation.
Jacked up.
Hate it.
Jacked up.
It's fucked up on the fantasy team. It's fucking up my footy, the food at the footy.
Marvel Stadium is just AFL house, basically.
It is.
No, it screams VFL, I reckon, which is why you hate it.
No. No, it doesn't even scream
Not
VFL.
Not you. Shut the fuck up. You just hate it because...
But it doesn't scream VFL, yeah, it Sean. Does. It screams soulless. VFL has heart.
No, it doesn't. Not
for me. The best thing about it is that massive screen that they put in recently. That's
big,
it.
Sexy screens. Big,
yeah, that's screens. It.
They barely use it.
They do. They use like a quarter of it and are like...
Oh, the rest is ads.
They'll have a whole big screen, half of it is an ad, and then it's a picture of one player with three stats, and it's like, show us the replay, and they are on a screen the size of a table.
It's always the wrong photo as well. When I was at the St Kilda and like Bulldogs game, it was a St Kilda like name, but then they put up a Doggies player photo.
Shambles. That's good stuff.
I'm hearing worst ground. Stadium in Australia, yes, but from Tracy. Correct. She just said it.
When Carlton kicked goals there, Bataki Ham flashes up all over on the screen.
That also happens really good. At the MCG, doesn't
correct.
It?
Correct, it does.
But it looks better at Marvel when it happens because there's so many screens.
That leg of ham is the best thing you can
do. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry?
Do they still do it?
Yeah, they do.
It happened on Thursday night.
They do. They still do it.
Man,
they
five Batakis.
Yes.
I think too, when Carlton are at Marvel, it does have a soul. Because their supporters have like a pulse and a heartbeat,
yeah.
Rather than say a Geelong.
Why yeah, that makes
have
sense.
A pulse or a heartbeat?
You guys just, never rock. We wouldn't
all
rock
just
up.
Sitting
would
there
you?
With your blankets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's talk about the pulse and heartbeat.
You famously didn't stand for years.
What?
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it is. You never stood. We had to peer pressure you on this show to stand up at the footy.
I didn't stand heaps.
No, you never stood, Tracy.
That's apparently.
I'm looking at you now. In a different light now,
I
didn't man.
Even know that his legs worked.
I stood in round one plenty of times. Didn't stand at all in round two because I was
talking about
in
this
a blanket.
Year?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the past. We had to pressure you into building up the muscles to be able to stand
well, that's
up
okay.
Again.
Let's focus on the present. Thursday, Carlton beat Geelong.
Woo!
Tracy, you have the floor.
Yeah, motherfuckers! Actually, that was not the vibe I was having that night, I will have to say.
Was it your stress vibe?
Yes. Yeah. So stressed because of what happened. Because
you barrel for Carlton.
Yes, basically. And what happened round one.
Yep.
Yeah. So
and round year. 23 and round 22. Yeah. I didn't realize that because I was listening to the coverage, and at one point, Brayshaw, one of those fucking idiots, I wish I could mute it. When's that thing coming in where I can listen to the Fox footy commentary? Because Channel 7 this year, are worse than they've ever been.
Oh,
The Thursday night and Friday night coverage was just. It's BT and Brayshaw. BT deliberately, I've only noticed this recently, deliberately tries to antagonize the other callers instead of calling the game. So bad.
It's to mask that he doesn't have as much knowledge, I think.
Oh, must be. But Brayshaw pointed, this is the thing.
Who's the Brayshaw's, guy who does Saturday? Was it Alistair
Nicholson? He's good.
So he's good because you can tell that he has researched players because he just gives you, like Hamish does the same thing actually. He tells little stories and stuff about the players. Whereas BT doesn't know half the people are anymore.
But to this point, he said that Carlton hadn't won a game since July.
What? That
doesn't sound right, but apparently it's true. You guys didn't win a game after July last year.
Oh, what the fuck? Okay, wait, so we lost the Collingwood game.
Yep.
The D's game.
Yep.
The Adelaide game.
Yep.
Was that
That's August.
All in August?
Yep, and then probably one more before that.
Maybe
a draw?
I'm fairly sure
I reckon they've only lost the last three.
Well, apparently they hadn't won a game since July, according to James Brayshaw.
Yeah, so...
During the coverage.
So, lost round 20, Tracy. Lost round 21.
Appreciate it.
Lost round 22.
How is Tom so chill with the fact that he lost and he's congratulating me?
Lost round
it's
23.
Arrogance.
Yeah, it literally is arrogance.
No,
it's
premiership
arrogance.
It's in a piece.
It's
in a piece.
It's because he doesn't
it's
have
inner
the same.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
Outer arrogance.
So,
yeah, outer arrogance.
This is going to be this jacket. I'm warming up already.
It's like admitting out of him right now.
This is something that our listeners have probably noticed before anyway, but yeah, so Tom doesn't have like belief. It's like arrogance. So like stuff like this, being 0-2 doesn't faze him because he honestly thinks at this point that Geelong is still going to go top four.
100%.
See, like.
Top four going all the way, baby.
See, because we won, right? And I'm still stressed out.
Yeah. Me too.
So stressed.
Because I'm already thinking about next week.
Yeah.
And what if we lose next week and we're 1-2?
Exactly. And then, I don't really know what I'm going to do.
Geelong could be 0-6 and Tom would probably be like, maybe we're only a top six team this year.
If we got to 0-6, I'd be worried.
But not stressed, just worried.
That's the limit. Most people 0-6, that's when you put a gun in your mouth.
Start looking at the bar from Sean, the toaster and being Sean. Like, what if?
Exactly.
But here's the thing.
That's zero on two for me.
that's halfway through the first game of the year if they're trailing by a kick.
That's true. Yeah.
The thing is, though, so they won the premiership last year, so it's hard to be like doom and gloom because it's like, oh, we did it.
That's fair. Whereas I was coming off a freaking...
Correct.
Yes, lost to Collingwood.
An entire life.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys that after that game, I was meant to catch a train from Richmond Station and I just kept walking. I just kept walking. I was walking alongside the Yarra and I was like, do I just jump in right now? Is this happening?
I respect you so much.
And then my manager was like, am I meant to do a welfare check? And I was like, well, you know the body that's floating in the Yarra tomorrow? That's me. I ended up walking all the way to Hawkesburn Station, which I don't know if you...
Hawkesburn.
Yeah, that's a walk.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't walk any further because the next train station is Caulfield. I got to get on the train and go home. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Did you have headphones? Was there a song of choice? Were you like listening to Max Richter or something?
No, I think I just had to walk in silence.
Oh, silence.
Yeah.
Pitch black, in the dark.
By yourself?
Yeah. Correct, yes. By myself.
I've been there.
No, I've been there.
Sean Carney shit.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, because it was fucking shit. Yeah. It was so shit. Like, we came back and then that hope came up again, which is the worst.
Yeah, that's what kills you.
Anyways, very happy that we got the 4 points last week. Yes.
Yeah.
Boss looked very happy. You look like a proud dad.
Well, five more minutes and we would have lost it, to be honest, I would say.
Yes.
And Tommy being very lippy about Michael Voss off air.
He's a fucking
idiot. Yeah, okay.
Whoa!
So, fill us in.
What? No, turn his microphone off.
If Dusha knew how to do that.
Retract that.
No.
You can,
why? You're going to say why, though. Come
that's
on.
That's disgusting.
My reason is that he
Joel, I won't stand
didn't
for
give the full votes to Jeremy Cameron as the best player on the ground on Thursday.
Who gives a fuck?
Jeremy Cameron is great, but he wasn't the best player on the ground.
There you go.
How can you say that?
Who was best? Charlie?
I'll give it to Charlie.
Well, there you
go. Which is exactly what Michael Voss did.
5 goals, 11 touches. Okay. 6 goals, 25 touches.
So what? You can have, you know.
Just about won the game off his own boot.
But then also, what
just
did he
about.
Do?
And Charlie did win the game off his own boot.
No, it was that other kid who kicked the last goal. What's that little fella's name?
Durden.
Nah, little fella.
But you had
so many little fellas.
Isn't that Durden?
Nah, there's another guy.
It was
Owies?
Yeah.
Owies?
As if I don't know this and I was there. I feel like I black out when I go to games.
Yeah,
like, I don't
well,
remember anything.
Well, you go to a black place on the way home. In darkness.
Like, I go to games and I just genuinely don't remember anything after I go home. I have to rewatch the game when I go home because I'm like, oh, the
too much happened? Stress.
I think so. I think that's what it is.
I've walked home from the MCG once.
Yeah, but you live
Was it after
close.
A win or after a loss?
Loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm not telling everyone where you live because last time I did
it
on Twitter.
It's not that close, though.
No, it's not as close as you think. You're like, oh, that's pretty close. And then you walk it after a loss and it's a long walk.
Yeah. You actually get over the anger at a certain point and go,
that's
fuck me, I'm still
thing
walking.
Ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. No. Because then your feet are sore. And your heart.
That's yeah.
That's the best footy. Walk we've ever done from the footy, Sean, was from Docklands after round 2 against Collingwood to my house in North Melbourne. Where we
were
too excited to
goal.
Go to bed. We had to have 2 beers at my house. Calm down.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well, because when I was at the game, I didn't even know that Charlie hit and shouldered his own brother.
Yeah, which was a huge.
Like,
yeah.
Did you hurt him?
No. It was just like it was a goal celebration where Ed came in to celebrate with Charlie and Charlie just hip and shouldered him.
Because Ed passed him the ball and then he kicked the goal from that. Then they ran into each other.
And then Ed kicked a goal later in the game and Charlie came up and kind of like gave him a very intense. It was like almost like thought about putting the arm around his head and giving him like a noogie, but just stuck to just the hand.
Yeah.
Love it.
I was really excited when I saw that, though, because I thought Ed would turn around and just try and flatten Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, Tom did that to Sam, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, TDK came in and tried to flatten his brother because his brother was a high contact. It wasn't really there. But...
Yeah. It was that, like, very.
The Motlop one that they showed
kinda,
the replay and Brett Brasher was like, oh, yeah, that's there. And it's like,
no.
Okay, James.
I'm still not over the Voss slander.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a disgrace to the show.
Pull his head in.
Pull his head in?
He's got to pick the best player on
it's
the
his
ground.
His prerogative. That's why it's a coach's vote. He's allowed
exactly.
to coach.
Everyone
he's allowed to vote
an
for
opinion.
Who he wants.
Look,
he might have gone, you know what? I think Charlie was the difference in why we won the game. So he's
Charlie
it. It would be very funny, too, that so technically Cameron and Curnow were 9-9.
Yeah.
So you could actually envision a scenario where
they've
Chris
both
Scott's
gone for,
actually gone 5 for Curnow and Voss has gone 5
Do we know
for
that's not the case?
No, I just am assuming.
Oh, well, you're throwing a lot of big words around for an assumption.
Love an assumption, Sean.
This is disgusting.
I thought you for sure.
Never forgive, never forget.
You don't know.
Oh my gosh. Here I am thinking.
You gonna watch that movie when you get home, mate?
I'll never watch it again.
That is the Woman in Black, which is the movie we watch for Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday.
Sean.
Joel.
Friday night.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This was very stressful.
Yep.
For a number of reasons.
Yep. Mm.
Didn't get to watch it live.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Tracy and I were at a party. And it was on in the little TV in the background.
Yep.
And at a certain point, I saw the power go out. And people at the party started to be like, well, power's gone out. And I'm like, and then there was a bit of, you're going to lose now. And I'm like, shut up.
Power went out. You were 40 points up.
Yeah. And then there was a lot of me questioning everyone at the table where the TV was at the party over like, what happens now? As if they knew the rules of the game.
As they were trying to cut the cake and like take photos.
At one point.
And whose birthday was this, Sean?
This might have been my partner's.
Yeah.
At one point, they're taking family photos and stuff. And someone's like, we've got to turn the TV off because the TV's in the back of every photo.
Yeah.
And it's just like a dark gabba and
but
players standing with their hands on their hips. Like,
you're just taking photo of a momentous occasion.
Yeah. And I remember in that moment being like, oh, this is fucking bullshit.
One of the light bulbs was on fire.
Yeah, apparently there was an explosion somewhere else, like in a power room underground that
you know
caused
why?
A blackout.
Because at the start of the game, they were fucking shooting fireworks and shit up on the ground and like just making a spectacle out of it.
That's how we do it at the Gabba.
Yeah, and then what? The power went out.
And you fucking lost, Sean.
They used up all their juice. What's funny, so the towers went out, but the ground itself still...
So the broadcasters lost like all power for ages.
Oh, yeah, because Jay Baby's just like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What happened is they didn't have... So then they had to get... Richo and BT got down onto the ground with Abby Holmes, who was the boundary rider, because only the boundary marks were working. Brayshaw and Hodgie did not leave the box. They just had 40 minutes where they didn't do anything.
Was it the other way around?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hodgie and Brayshaw.
Is that a bad thing, though?
Well, no, and then BT was late, like really pushing it to get back. Richo took off to head back, and BT's running after him. And let me tell you something, BT, motherfucker cannot run.
I mean, he's an old man.
Yeah.
When I did finally watch, the game on Sunday, and I must say I did skip through the 40-minute delay. I wasn't going to sit there and cop that bullshit.
It's weird when it happens, though. Like, as in...
Oh, just, yeah. Weird. And then, I think by the... Because it took forever. Like, was it a 65-minute fourth quarter or something like
that? Yeah. So, Lockie Hunter kicks a goal at 9 minutes 48 in the last quarter. The next goal is then scored by Bailey Fritsch. At the 53rd minute mark of the
third.
Yeah, people should watch out. If Melbourne, 50 minutes into a quarter, Melbourne explode.
Because it took so long that at a certain point, I think a few people had left the party and I was able to take the other Nintendo Switch TV and turn it back into a football TV.
Oh.
And so I was able to watch.
Right. Bad luck,
you might have gone.
No,
by this point.
I was like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think after a piece of cake, see you later.
That's a good old.
We know what you're here for, a party. You want a piece of cake, then you're going to walk home to Hawksburn Station.
Yep, correct. In the dark.
In the dark.
It's a fucking impressive cake, I've got to say.
Oh.
A carrot cake.
Oh.
Like, I'll show you a photo later.
It's really bad because I haven't even tried it.
You haven't even tried it?
I took it home and I think my dad ate it.
I'm happy that he ate it then. Someone enjoyed it.
We've got to get the review from your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has diabetes as well, so that's
nice. Risked his life for the cake.
It was worth it.
Five stars.
I mean, he's a Carlton supporter, so he always lives life on edge anyway. So, you know.
His heart is always a minute away from the point.
So I was able to watch probably the last 7 minutes of the game. So the only part that I watched was the psycho part.
Yeah.
I was
40,
just stressing out.
40 points turned into 11.
Yeah. And at this point, my girlfriend's dad's playing pool in the background and keeps turning around after every goal and just being like, whew, you're in a bit of trouble here. I was like, fucking shut up.
But is it because the Brisbane Lions weren't trying, or is it because the Ds were like, we're actually switched on now?
Well, it got to a point where it was like, oh, there's still enough time and this is getting a little bit fucked.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of things. I know Melbourne came out and started warming up like 5 minutes before, and Chris Fagan was a bit pissed off about that.
Yeah, I did see that.
And it was just when you're off the ground for 40 minutes.
What's injuries?
Like Brisbane copped a few. Like Jared Berry's injured. Someone else pulled up sore. I think Charlie Cameron got injured during the and just played it out.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know. You almost just go, I guess Melbourne were never going to just cop the loss, I suppose.
No. Well, it becomes dangerous.
It
was very clear that Goodwin went in and was like, so when we go back out there, just go fucking bananas.
Yeah, but Fagan said that to the players. He goes, they're just going to have nothing to lose. But it was, I don't know, I think it's just a mentality thing. You're up by 40 and it's
But it's also like, I feel like in those instances, anytime something weird like that happens in a game, it always fucks the team that was winning at the time.
Well, that happened with when Boddy's a 1,000th goal as well, right?
John kicked, I think, the last three goals of that game.
Yeah.
Mm. We were never going to win.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You've got nothing to lose. So it becomes a very dangerous game for Brisbane.
Yeah. Well,
that's the second time. How's this for a fun little fact? Both the last 2 years, the round two Friday night game in the last quarter has had a 30 to 40 minute delay.
What happened last time?
Buddy kicked his 1,000th goal.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
same fixture. Same weekend, same Friday night. Same terrible commentary team.
Prior to that, Brisbane murdered him.
Yep.
Yeah, I was so shocked.
Max Gawn, rest in peace.
I don't know how long that injury is. I don't think it's on the bad end.
4 to 6 weeks, they reckon.
Oh, that's okay. And that's why they got Grundy.
Yeah.
He said this week that he thought he'd done his ACL again and that was it. His career was over.
Well, they kept cutting to...
He was very
Brisbane
sad.
Would kick a goal, and then they would cut to Max Gawn sitting down in the rooms, staring into the darkness.
he was having a Tracy walk. Like,
and then at one point he got up. Someone must have said, you're on the camera. He got up and walked, but he was walking slow, limping. Oh. His head was down. I just wanted to hear some violin.
He said apparently he cried in the rooms.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was his ACL.
There's footage of that.
Yeah. It's because Melbourne were losing.
Yeah.
The thing that annoyed me in the coverage, though, is the commentators being like, there is no one else that you can replace Max Gawn with. And I'm like, oh, I reckon Brody Gundry's. What did I call him?
Brody Gundry.
It was Gundy.
Gundy. You threw an extra R in there.
Brody Gundy is uniting India and he's winning hit outs.
Different player, though. Like, I understand it because Max Gawn goes back and takes marks in defense.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. But also, if you're going to lose an All Australian ruckman, it is handy to have another All Australian ruckman.
Yes.
I mean, it's still a big loss to them, though.
Oh, 100%. Huge. 100%. Huge.
And Stephen May was a late withdrawal. He didn't play.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Pickett didn't play. So. You know,
yeah.
If you'd said to me you're going to win by 11 points, it would have been like fucking thank you God,
yeah,
we're back. But then you watch going from 40 points,
but I think you're
going
back
from percentage boosting, murdering them down to like having a heart attack.
It was still poor performance from them to be down by 40 at that point.
Yeah, you played really well.
Brisbane killed them, and I just kind of wish the power hadn't gone out, and Sean, we might have won by more.
Do you know who's a handy pickup? Just speaking of pickups, Connor McKenna.
McKenna was good. He's exciting.
Fuck. He is exciting.
Did you say Conor McKenna?
Yeah.
Wait, I was thinking of...
Conor McGregor?
The boxer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah. He UFC plays too.
Dude. Gregor McConnor.
He would be so shit at footy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it out there.
Yeah, that's right enough.
Imagine he comes and finds you.
He'd just be doing that stupid fucking walk up and down the ground.
He'd be great at celebrating a goal, though.
Oh, fuck. He'd be the best.
And the sledging. He would be such a pest.
But he'd be giving away 50-minute penalties constantly for dissent.
Life ban in his first game. He's punch an umpire.
I will say this. Conor McKenna has come back to the AFL hot as fuck.
Yes.
He left and he looked all right. He's come back. He's a fucking sexy man.
He used to play for Essendon, right?
He sure
did. That's the one who went back to Ireland because he was homesick or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Went back, made the All-Ireland team, which is a big deal, won that and was like, yeah, I'll come back and play footy now.
He got sick of the media because he was like, when I had COVID, everyone was fucking zooming in on me sneezing on the training field or something.
Yeah.
Didn't he cop it heaps?
Yeah,
because he gave everyone COVID.
I'm kidding.
Kissed all the boys.
No, that would only be a problem if Matt Guelphy got COVID.
Kissing all the boys.
Brisbane, very impressive. Big Joey kicked 4. What I'm loving, and I noticed this on the coverage, I don't know, were you watching it on Fox or on 7?
7.
So, you know, 7, they cut to the ads, obviously. Fox leave it running. Charlie Cameron kicked one of his goals, and now they play Country Road.
Yeah.
They play it, and in the Fox, there's no commentary. It's just extended vision. Charlie Cameron walking back to his position.
No, I saw this. Yep. They showed this on the 7 coverage. He just sings a song every time he kicks the goal.
So
the
cute.
Crowd gets so into that song. It's become a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It's like 30,000 people singing that song now, and I actually fucking love it.
That's getting close to Never Tear Us Apart territory.
You know what we need to do.
Yeah, but they're being torn apart, aren't they?
Yeah, right.
Do you know?
I don't know if I should say this, but my dad, every time my dad's like, has Koshy been torn a new one?
No, you can say it. Look, I'll say it. Like, fuck Koshy.
Yeah, Koshy. Shit. Suck shit.
Dad's like, he's probably going to need surgery soon. I'm like, oh my God, Dad.
Yeah.
For his new arsehole.
Yeah.
Like, this is this like tiny Asian man in his like almost in his 70s. And he's like,
I back your dad Koshy. To fight Koshy. I reckon he'd win.
Oh,
I don't know. My dad has polio. I don't know if that's going to work.
No.
I think
Koshy
still
wins. I think he still wins. Koshy sees him and goes, oh, look at this tiny man with polio. I can't win. And then your dad has ripped him in your ass.
Yeah. Fuck
look at
Koshy.
The size of that head. There's so much surface area to
that's
punch.
That's true.
Fuck Koshy. Fuck the cash cow.
Oh, I'm sick of the cash cow.
Fuck
give
Sunrise. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Sunrise. Sunset, more like it. Anyway.
Fuck him.
Now, here's what you do, Sean.
Yeah.
Get John Denver out here. Is he alive?
Oh.
Is he dead?
Oh, he's alive.
John Denver.
Educate me. Who's that?
I say he's alive without any knowledge.
He's the guy that tried to kill John Elliott for 5 years before
John Elliott's
he died.
Still alive, isn't he?
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead now?
He's really dead now.
No, that's good. It's for the best.
Question for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Why is Mitch Romo not playing?
Because he's
retired.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
What? What world?
In this
a little tap on the shoulder and he's retired.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
To be fair, I was... preoccupied with my
your
own.
You're
taking a long
my morning phase. Because he's doing all these vlogs and stuff now. He went back to Princess Park the other day.
He's doing a bit of radio stuff. He's doing a bit of everything.
So, yeah.
Good on him.
I love Robbo.
I do too.
He's a fucking legend. Mm. I saw you tweeted him the other day.
I did.
Yeah, he liked it. It's good.
He's amazing.
I love when Robbo likes tweets. It feels powerful.
He likes everything. Robbo is a dangerous man who you just know at some point has accidentally publicly liked porn. You just know. At some point... Robbo's life, he's retweeted porn.
Yeah. And hasn't even cared about it.
No.
Yeah.
He left it up.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. I like what I like. This is a great
I'm
going to
look for this
movie.
Tonight. I'm going to be like, is Tom, this is real? I'm going to fact check you.
You'll be there all day.
Will Ashcroft, second game, 31 touches.
Rising
what
star?
A jet. I would assume. Has that been announced yet? I don't know.
It'd only be what, between him or...
Don't even know.
Else?
If it's not him, it'll be next week or the week after.
Sheasel again. They're like, we don't usually nominate players 2 weeks in a row, but.
Sheasel is insane.
One comment on Dane Zorko.
Yep.
Yeah.
The magician's back, and so is some of my fondness for him.
Oh! Really? Because on Friday,
yep.
When I showed you what my friend sent to me about him.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Dane Zorko is the guy.
Yeah, and I think I agreed.
You agreed to that.
Oh, I think it was. Nodded my head vigorously.
Yeah. Sean.
Tracy, I still think he is.
Okay. Okay.
That's the key part.
I watched him, and it hurts me to say this because I didn't think this was true, but Brisbane fucking need him. He is really, really crucial.
Sean, there you go.
Ashcroft, rising star.
Locking in now.
Wonderful
deserved.
Will.
Him and Sheets will tie for the win at the end of the year.
Oh.
Two weapons. The magician, he talked a lot about how in the off season he's been talking with someone and working a lot on
not
basically
being a cunt
how
on
he
the
behaves.
Field.
Yeah,
anger management. I
anger
feel
management.
Like. Yeah.
And
the club clearly went, this is what you have to do if you want to be.
Yeah.
Sounds like he took it on himself.
Good.
And I respect it from him.
Correct.
And I want to see it keep improving. And if he keeps playing well and being a good leader, he'll earn back some of my respect and maybe all of it at some point.
He's taking on feedback as opposed to people like freaking Taron, was his face?
Thomas.
Yeah.
With
war on North continues.
Yeah, fuck North. Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Fuck you garbage club.
I love that North won this week.
Sure. Their administration sucks shit.
Yeah,
their coach.
Behind the scenes.
Bad bloke.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Filth.
Taron Thomas, also bad bloke.
Shout out to Richo too, just quickly. A Brisbane player missed a shot on goal, and then Richo just randomly in his special comments role, expert commentator, just goes, gee, wasn't it great seeing Jeremy Cameron just flush goals from outside 50 last night? Such a beautiful kick, doesn't he?
Richo.
I think it was because it was a missed shot from outside 50.
I guess, and that's where he went.
I think he thought out loud and forgot he was on a microphone.
Richo kind of forgets that he's got to have insight, and instead he just asks questions.
Yeah.
He's like,
or he waits for BT to make fun of him.
Either way, I love Richo, but
Richo's a good boy.
You know, he's no Daisy Pierce.
No.
Saturday, Collingwood murdered Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I sent my brother to that game. And I
horrible.
Got,
you're a terrible, terrible brother.
Yeah. Well, he was excited to start with, so I didn't see the start of the game, but I knew what had happened because I just got a message from Jacob at the very start.
Can I guess what player it was about?
Yeah. Okay.
Player with the biggest dick in the world.
The message from my brother just says, big penis time.
wait, please explain.
Charlie Big Dick Dixon.
Oh,
Charlie Dixon,
yes,
huge
yes.
penis, I reckon. Okay, yep. You reckon?
Yep. Speculation.
He's happy with his seats.
I think so.
I said, your brother looks out for you, and he replied with, my football club doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then it just kept getting worse, and I said, look, at least you got to have a day out with your wife, and isn't, you know, no kids, just you and your wife, and he said, yeah, I guess. Fucking hell.
Shit.
This could be too hot for Haggard's footy, so I'll decide later on if we're keeping this in or not. Oh, but speaking of dicks in AFL.
Okay. For okay. you to be like, this is too okay. hot for us.
In round one, footage has come out of a player playing with a boner.
What?
Horny for footy. I don't know which.
What club?
I don't know which player, and I intentionally didn't learn that information. I've seen the footage. I knew which club. It was Richmond.
Oh. Wait, like on field?
Yeah.
Has a boner.
Yeah.
Who did they see in the crowd?
What?
Or on the field? What are
you doing? No, he's just.
Oh, he's got a stiffy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Sorry. Can I just say
the
sentence?
Do you think he was playing with himself?
Playing with a boner could be seen as you're playing while having a boner.
No one thought that, Tom.
You're playing with your own boner.
No.
How big are we talking here?
It was, so he...
Enough for
visible
parents to write letters to the AFL and be like, this is bullshit. My kids were in the front row.
I reckon
it was... pointing at them like a magic wand.
Good thing it wasn't Charlie Big Dick or...
people would have lost eyes.
People would have lost lives.
He would have jumped up for a mark, killed the entire Collingwood back line.
Just
sent one of the greatest back to a Holden centre. Just with
one of the greatest
swing.
Disasters in Australian history.
It's a tragic day in sports today.
What's the Charlie Dixon penis incident from 2023?
Every country you go to, you're from Australia. Oh, can you tell me about the Charlie Dixon penis incident?
Your brother
incident?
Wouldn't we don't be there to witness it. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the biggest sporting disaster Australia's ever seen. Thousands died that day.
But so you don't know who it is. You've just seen the footage. Surely you would have been able to see who it was from the footage.
Well, okay, I might do a Google, but then my history might be fucked.
I don't know, because it wasn't through, I can't remember if I saw it.
Channels have you been going through?
It wasn't like, no, it was either on like Instagram or TikTok or Twitter. I can't remember which one.
All right.
But I just got like served to me and I was like, that's funny. Chubbed up for footy.
It was served.
Yeah. My phone knows what content I like.
Gotta know the player.
It's on your For You page.
What'd you find, Tom?
I didn't Google. I can.
Yeah, it came up on my For You page. I think. If it was TikTok, yes, it was on my For You page.
That's interesting.
Footy boner?
No.
One.
This is dangerous searching here.
Four photos with large erection.
No. Oh, no.
Jeez. Have to give. Is it 20,
I'm just
going to
search for the
shin bone. A lot of stuff about the shin boners.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's pretty sad it wasn't a North Melbourne player, to be honest.
Oh! Also, it was round one, so it would have been better if it was like a team that like were dominating. Because we're like,
do you know what time of the game it was?
Do you know which player it was?
Honestly swear to God, do
you
not know
Richmond.
Which player. It's definitely a Richmond player.
All right, okay, hang on.
The player also, because yeah, basically what happens is
Trent Crotchin.
Trent Crotchin.
It'd Liam be a young Baker penis. Definitely.
Yeah, look, I'll try and find it at some point.
Noah Bolton penis.
Some of your best work.
All I got was man exposed himself at Richmond Tigers Family Day. So, I'm getting out of this.
Maybe we move on to the next game.
It was too hot, Joel.
So yeah, as we said,
if you find the video, email the show.
Well, this is not going to help because the next game, that guy would have been very happy again because Richmond just got it done against Adelaide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's set out this game. I think the better. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, Adelaide came back for a bit.
Broad's going to get 6 weeks.
Fucking hell, he's in my bloody team. Fucking
what, why?
Broad.
Bad choice.
I don't know why.
He doesn't do anything. Not a high possession getter, Tracy.
Well,
we got to fix your team.
Yeah, I think we
got to crack through
already.
These games. We got to fix Tracy's team. What's next?
I found it straight away.
Oh, yes! Yes!
It's on the TV.
Wait, do we get to guess?
Enhance.
We've cut out a little bit here, but it's worth noting that the footage I saw was actually from the Adelaide Richmond game and not from the Adelaide Carlton, not from the Richmond Carlton game. So it makes a lot of sense, and we're all a little bit gigglier now because we've all seen
Someone create some gas leak in here.
Yeah, boo. Let's move on.
It's getting warm.
It is getting warm. It in is. Jackets. Woo.
Next game. St Kilda take on the Western Bulldogs.
Yes, I was there, unfortunately.
Yep. Who are you going for? Dogs?
Dogs, yeah. My friends are all doggy supporters, so I tend to go to most of their games with them.
When you go to the footy with a friend,
yeah.
do you always get behind their team?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you, have, do you wear paraphernalia? Right
no. No, oh, really? That's the one thing that I don't do.
Oh, I like that.
Well, if they were like, hey, would you wear this scarf for this game? Would you say no, thank you?
No, but I do sing their song.
Okay.
Which is strange.
I can imagine you get caught up in that.
Yeah, so I do this, sing their song.
But well, I guess like that's just an extension of like, because presumably you're also cheering the goals and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Or getting really annoyed as I was on the Friday night because the doggies sucked ass.
And with every win St Kilda get, that's one game further away from Ross Lyon getting fired again. That
fucking
we are.
Annoys me that they think they're better than what they are.
What annoys me is that they're like, oh, look at us. We've got the... If you're St Kilda fans, if you are happy and you think that Ross Lyon is the Messiah, just remind yourself that he is a sex pest and needs to fuck off into space.
Yeah, your soft cap's in trouble.
Yep.
Also,
just Google Ross Lyon, Fremantle fired. Ah, there you go.
Ross Lyon hush money, you also get results pretty quickly.
Ross better Lyon, results there, I think. Sexual harassment, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, next game, I think. No more about this. I don't want to say good things about St Kilda at all. Ross is there.
Jack Steele's injured.
Yes, he fractured his collarbone.
And St Kilda have Essendon next week. Essendon had a lot of gas in their tank against Gold Coast, and I'd be curious to see what a depleted St Kilda does against an Essendon team like that. We also might be cooked because we played Sunday, though. So,
but they do have a kid named Mitch Owen, who's really good.
Mm.
He's pretty decent. But I will say the one thing about the Doggies, and this is what my friend told me, is that the team selection is setting them up for failure. So they probably could be better than what they are now. They're just not doing the right thing.
I think they need a couple more tall forwards.
I reckon a tall forward would fix them right up.
Poorly coached, I think. That's what I'm hearing.
Really? Because this is what is apparently happening, is that they have Timmy English rucking.
Yep.
And then when he's not there, they're putting in their key forward, who's this like first year dude, doesn't know how to ruck at all. So he's spending all his energy rucking and giving away freeze in the ruck because he has no clue.
It's Darcy, they're rucking
Darcy. Yeah, I think
Darcy.
So. And then by the time he comes back down forward, he has no energy left to do anything.
He's gassed.
Yeah.
Bad coaching.
Yeah.
That's put Libra in the ruck.
That's coach.
He did it once.
Yeah, Libra could totally.
Thai team or wherever it was.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, then he shaved his head.
Shaved his head.
Well,
went to
shaved
Vietnam,
a circle
played the
on the
ruck,
top of his
and then
head.
Got in a lot of trouble from the club.
Yeah.
Throw Josh Bruce down there.
That sounds like he went to war in Vietnam.
Yeah, the photos look kind of like he did.
Went somewhere.
Did he go to Vietnam at one point and get in trouble for playing footy?
That's the
story
we're just telling.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Are you
present? Really just fucking tuned out, didn't you?
I'm not present. No. I was thinking about Josh Bruce in the ruck.
All right, let's power through these games till we get to your game.
Okay.
I don't want to talk joy to North. I'm sorry. I just can't do it while their club is being...
Oh, no, but that was so cool.
Yeah, but their club's full of fucking garbage, baby.
Next game.
Fair enough.
Todd Goldstein was back, though, and he had a pretty good game.
No, he
didn't.
Good for Todd.
And also
that umpiring decision, sorry, at the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was correct.
It was good. It was correct.
I don't like it.
Have you heard the audio of it?
Yep.
The one from the arc? And are you also familiar with the rules?
Probably not the arc. And not familiar with the rules. Just didn't like the vibe.
So the ball isn't out of play.
Very
until
VFL decision, I think.
The siren goes.
Yeah. No. The ball. So the rule is that until the boundary umpire calls it.
The umpire's call
the ball's
when it's
still
over.
Alive.
And then
calls
the line even
first.
If it has across
the. And you can hear the audio as the ball's crossing the line. They start calling out siren, siren, siren.
Yeah,
technically correct, but not fair.
Jai Simkin got, I think, charged.
He's suspended for 1 week.
Yeah.
Yep.
For striking or something, was it?
Yeah, I think
fist. I have traded him out for Davies Uni.
What'd you say?
He was his fist, yeah. Get away. What'd you think?
That's what you said. For fisting.
Yeah, technically.
Pretty much.
Technically, for fisting another man's face.
It's a horny episode today.
It is.
I will say, though, I know you don't want to talk positive on North, but she's all fucking hell.
Jay, look, look, there are things at North that I like. I don't like their administration and I don't like their coach.
Yeah, that's fair, though.
That's it.
We love Sheasel this week. So I'm
love
very happy about that.
You got him in?
Yeah, but I have three North players. What the fuck am I thinking?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
I have Larky, Sheasel, and Goda. I don't know who Goda is.
Sheasel's the only good decision
out of those ones. Although Larky...
Fascinated to look at your team in a minute.
Yeah.
Next game.
Sydney broke Hawthorn's heart and broke my heart because their players played like shit and made my trades in fantasy look like dog shit.
They're no longer Hawthorn. This is some fucking Box Hill VFL shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not Kados. The case?
former team.
I would just say there's Sam Mitchell being interviewed after this game looks like a man ready to die.
I've heard him on the radio a few times during the preseason after they were shit, and he sounds full-on depressed.
Is it because
I feel for him, but also I feel for him because Good luck keeping your job, mate, with what your club is doing.
Is this going to be another Reece Shaw thing? He was pretty depressed for a while.
Yeah, but Reece Shaw was different because Reece Shaw didn't have any support. Whereas Hawthorn got rid of all of their players.
Yeah.
Carl Amon came in and then was like, wait, what the fuck?
No, but the Reece Shaw thing was different too because North didn't have anyone to actually support him.
No.
And they didn't have any money, whereas Hawthorn's a big club, blah, blah, blah.
I hope Hawthorn get done for tanking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is that what they're doing?
They're technically tanking.
They're tanking, really, but they're doing it in like a legal way.
They're trying to win. They're not playing deliberately badly. They just
Their list selection was intentionally.
They culled their list and they're playing youth.
I see.
Because if they decided pretty much that
rebuild.
They need to rebuild, and there was no point having a list that is slowly going to rebuild over 3 years.
So they're just doing it all.
They just did it all at once, and they were like, "We're not going to have a competitive team, but who cares?"
Are they going to be done for that though?
No.
But they don't even have a good list. Is the problem?
Yeah.
So like they're going to have to keep going to the draft for like the next 3 years to keep getting good players.
So the money's just kept them.
Mm.
But you know,
yeah, my manager.
You can probably warm yourself by remembering those back-to-back premierships you got. Few years ago.
My manager is a Hawthorn supporter, and today I was telling him that I went to a couple of games. He's like, let me give you a tip. If someone asks you to go to a Hawthorn match, say no. Even if they pay you to go, don't do it. I was like, oh, all right.
Speaking of Hawthorn, this year is the first time since Hawthorn did it that the reigning premier has gone 0-2.
Wow.
It's
pretty juicy.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I feel like Hawthorn and they didn't make finals that year, by the way.
Yeah, but they overachieved.
End of an era. What do you mean they overachieved?
Oh, wait. They weren't expected to win.
It was 0-9, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Famously.
Correct.
Next game.
Gloriously.
What?
How many shifts did you do, Joel?
35, I reckon. Yeah. And about 55 comms.
Can I say something about this game before we talk about Essendon?
What?
This is the most Gold Coast performance from Gold Coast.
Yeah,
I've ever seen.
I don't know what they stand for, so you'll have to elaborate on that.
That thing where they are competitive for three quarters and look like they're going to run away with it, and then they just let a team blow them out of the water in the last quarter, which is what happened. It was quite a competitive, exciting game of football back and forth, and then Essendon just went...
The goals that they kicked consistently at the end, like in the last quarter.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier in this episode when I said that, like, because it... Both Essendon and Gold Coast have like a kind of similar team, I guess, where it's a lot of youthful energy and a lot of like chaotic football. But yeah, it just looked like in the last quarter, Essendon still had energy in the tank and Gold Coast didn't.
Kyle Langford.
Kyle Langford decided to kick 5 goals. Sean, you love when he kicks 2, so I messaged you after he kicked 4 because that was the Langford double.
Powerful.
Yeah.
+1.
Yeah, +1.
Listen to the power.
Should have kicked 8.
You should give 3 of those goals back, to be honest.
I think he should have...
Kick 8.
Or kicked...
The Langford double.
Ooh.
The Langford triple double.
Oh!
Fucking hell. Prestige 2. Everyone's still alive. Bring them back.
Langford is like our secret weapon this season because he was playing half back last week.
I've rated him forever.
Yeah, he's. I've always loved him. Yeah.
Everyone has, though.
Most Essendon fans, especially since like the COVID years, have rated him and he's just been unlucky with injuries.
Yeah.
Did you watch this game live?
Yes.
In person?
No.
Okay. So then you also copped Job Watson's blistering insights on Sunday afternoon. I read an article the other day that was like, Job is being tapped as the next voice. You know, he's got some great insights. I heard them on Sunday.
They're real bad.
That boy is very stupid.
Oh no.
He's one of those guys that's like, good thing you're good at football. Because fuck.
There's nothing in there.
He's a dumb boy.
He's like drivers.
He's a sweet. He's a himbo, right? He's sweet. Okay. He's dumb as shit.
Okay. He's people on the road the minute it starts to rain a little bit. Dumbest kind of life.
Yeah. Oh, you're telling me I was driving in the rain this morning and I wanted to punch people out.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
We'll say, though, that he is definitely the commentator that's going to give us the closest commentary moment to that. Fuck, who was it? It was the when it got to the former Sydney player.
You mean Brett Kirk?
Yeah.
Sharing our energies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, but also.
No one will ever do it.
He'll never get in there because he'll take too long to think about wanting to do that and they'll have cut it. He'll start a sentence.
What happened with Brett Kirk?
Did he just have bad timing?
That video.
I don't know.
Yeah. Imagine did Mick Malthouse throw to him?
No, Mick Malthouse was there with Basil.
Mick Malthouse, lucky we didn't see him die on air.
Sharing our ideas, even our energies.
Mick Malthouse would have said, energies? What the fuck, son? Killed him.
Mick Malthouse has...
Do you remember Mick Malthouse last year said, I think Essendon for the flag?
Yeah. I do remember that.
The man is senile, honestly. Yeah.
He's not well. Put him in hospital.
No, he hasn't been well for a long time.
What if he was only wrong by 1 year, though?
What if he's Nostradamus and he just can't see the years in his future visions?
Oh.
There was a stat that came out today that 71% of the teams that are 2-0 make finals.
Yeah. How much does that stat go up for teams that are 3-0, Joel?
I don't know, Tom. I'm scared to find out.
Juicy game.
It's so funny because next week Essendon are playing St Kilda on Saturday night at the MCG and everyone's like, what a dog shit game. But now all of a sudden...
It's second v third.
Also, it's St Kilda. It's a big celebration for them,
but St Kilda plays really shit at the G.
What I love is, so St Kilda is the 150th. So you know it'd be funnier than anything? Bomber smash.
Oh, kind of like what happened in our 150th year when Carlton smashed us.
Stephen Milne will be there watching.
Exactly. Hey, you deserved it.
Guys, can I just read the top five to you?
Okay.
So Sydney. Okay, yep.
That makes a bit of sense.
St Kilda.
Oh.
Essendon.
What the fuck?
Collingwood.
Mm.
North Melbourne?
That is a wild top five.
Who's 14th, Tom?
Geelong.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
But when was the last time you saw them like in the bottom eight? That's the question.
Last year.
After round Geelong? One?
Geelong.
Oh, shit.
After round two, we're in the bottom eight.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No wonder why you're not freaking stressed.
All right, Bombers. Here's the thing. After four rounds last year, we were 2-2. We'd won one, lost one, won one, lost one.
Let him speak about the Bombers.
Sorry.
It's getting fucking hot in here.
I'm hot.
Will Setterfield
is... I can't regulate my temperature internally anymore.
Shut
up,
Tom.
I'm so upset that we don't have him in our team.
I'm very happy that Will Setterfield plays for Essendon because fucking hell, what a game. He had 28 touches, but something like 20 of them were contested. Kicked a goal, 9 tackles.
Tag him.
Actually, you know what? I'm pissed off. He didn't have this performance at Carlton. What the fuck's going on?
Good coaching.
They were playing him somewhere weird.
Yeah, nah, he was coaching. Always in the midfield.
Sean, you know who his coach was at Carlton?
Who?
Vossi.
No, it wasn't.
No. Yes and no.
No, it was at the Bombers last year, wasn't he?
No.
Was he in the team last year or was he VFL?
No, he was in the team.
He was in the team, but he played a couple of games here and there.
Okay.
Well, he struggled to get a game.
Yeah. Even a god makes a mistake.
So it's not bad coaching, is it?
Zerk Thatcher played one of the best games I've ever seen him play, but he did get injured right at the end of the game.
He did. That spoil on the goal line.
Oh, it was fucked.
Did that come from Go Gadget Boy?
But Tom, why when someone's taking a set shot from 45 out, why didn't we have someone on the goal line anyway?
Because Zerk Thatcher's like,
I got this.
This is going to look cool as hell.
Yeah, I want to run 15 meters and get like the edge of my pinky on it as it crosses the line.
Zerk Thatcher has great hair too because he has like Barton Fink hair.
Yeah.
Joel, I know you know this, but you're never, ever going to have a normal footy watching experience.
Oh, no.
No.
Any
it's just
game.
Not possible.
Like, even.
This arrogance mixed with Zen over here, you'll never experience.
No, right? I will never experience just like watching a game being like, we're going to win this. We were, I think, 4 goals up with 6 minutes to go, and I was like, we need to kick another goal or two. We could absolutely
fuck it
from here.
I know exactly how that feels. Yeah.
Up by enough.
No. Never up by enough.
Even if I'm up by 100 points, I reckon I would still think we would lose it.
Yeah.
Heppel had an average game and got subbed as a consequence.
He was unhappy about that choice.
Yes. Oh, no. Brad's got asked about it in the presser and was like, yeah, we knew we needed to bring Guelphy on as like a wing player because it was going to like spice up the team a bit and came down to a couple of players and yeah, we just thought Happ would come off.
Did Anthony play?
No, he pulled up sore after playing for one quarter.
A huge goal.
Yeah, it was huge. I saw that.
Yeah, it was massive. Scheel had a good game, kicked two goals. Here's a funny stat about the Essendon team that played on the weekend. Out of the 23 players selected for our team, guess who had had the most career goals?
Fuck, I don't even know. Langford.
No, it wasn't Merritt, wasn't Langford. It was Dylan Scheel.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he's been at two clubs though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But you had that rumor. He famously couldn't kick a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
at
true.
At either club.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he was out of everyone in our team on the weekend, he has the most career goals.
And what's he got, like 40 goals?
Yeah.
What does that say about your club though?
Young.
Well, they're missing like...
Hang on a minute. Hang
that's really nice of you.
No,
200 centimeter penis isn't playing. Yeah. Sam Wiedemann wasn't playing.
I was about to be like, Jake Stringer didn't play.
Stringer's not playing.
Stringer's back this week. Had a pretty big game in the VFL, but apparently everyone had a big game Stringer. In the VFL.
You guys hear he's the fittest he's ever been?
I'm hearing he's flying. Training the house down.
It's also funny because like...
What was his 2K time trial? Fuck, must have been quick.
Four...
Wasn't a PB, but fuck, it was close.
40 seconds, I think, yeah.
Shape of his life.
Yeah.
Or not the shape of his life.
They
depending on Kane Corns' mood.
On Sunday afternoon, they were like, Stringer's had 22 touches and kicked a goal in the VFL, so he'll probably be up for selection. But then later on, I found out that Voss kicked, I think, four goals for Essendon. And
Patrick Voss?
Yeah. Patrick Voss kicked four goals for Essendon in the VFL.
Relation?
I don't think
to
so.
To me or to Michael?
Why, are you both related?
We are both related. Yeah, so, yeah, he's probably my brother.
And
I didn't realize he was still on the list. That's
yeah,
exciting.
And Hobbs had like 42 touches. So yeah,
that Hurd.
Yeah.
Hurd's not on there anymore.
No, Hurd got delisted.
Yeah. Fossey. He wins again.
That's the thing about Vossi. He always wins.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to be the biggest coach out of these guys from the 90s. Fuck Buckley. Fuck Hurd. It's all Voss.
Buckley.
Alex Sexton was the Gold Coast sub. Came on, kicked a goal straight away. And Guelphy's like, I can do one better. Kick two goals.
Oh. Guelphy's good. He's a good energy.
He is a good energy.
Did he win your best and fairest last year?
No.
No
Peter
way.
Wright did.
Did he come second?
No.
No.
They were
Redmond
calling him a
did.
Best and fairest winner on,
no
on the coverage.
The
I think he maybe won the player award.
Okay.
Because
okay.
He's on the...
He's on that banner with Bonnie Toogood.
Yeah, he's on the banner with Bonnie Toogood. Which is also funny because, yeah, like he's in our best 22 just. And then finally, West Coast...
What the fuck happened in this game?
Let me tell you what happened in this game. I didn't watch it because it was on at 6:20.
Yeah.
It was West Coast versus GWS. So I gave no shits about it.
I tipped GWS.
So did I.
I probably did too.
What the fuck?
Jake Waterman.
Have you noticed, because now you're a coach.
Yeah.
Fantasy coach.
Yeah.
Has your tipping gone south since you started worrying about coaching?
Yes and no, because I got the fucking margin for the first game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What is, just out of curiosity on the tipping comp, what's everyone's position out of 199 tipsters?
Okay, are we ready?
Hang on.
199? Do we have that many?
I'm 161st.
Oof.
Yeah.
What are you?
My phone's loading.
Joel?
Mine's loading.
Okay.
Mine's loading.
I'm going to hold mine until...
163rd.
63rd? Mm. I'm 126th?
Fuck.
What's yours?
I'm 164th.
Oh!
I thought I'd have at least fucking one of you.
None
one up, one yeah. I think it's the margin.
No, it's the fact I tipped Geelong both weeks.
Oh, yeah, fair.
The person that is winning our footy tipping competition is...
Who's that?
Look, I want to say anal, but I don't think it's quiet for now. It's A-O-N-L. Onal?
That doesn't look like anal at all.
It really doesn't.
How would you say it?
It's A-O-N-L.
Yeah, but how do you...
You don't pronounce that as
anal? Don't worry, I would have said anal as well.
I don't think I would have gone with anal there.
No.
That's the first thing that came to my head.
I'd never go with anal.
I will say, shout out to Biscuit Dragon, who is coming third in the footy tips. They're also a coach in fantasy.
Speaking of
that's
fantasy,
impressive.
Is it time for a fantasy update?
It's time for a fantasy update.
Oh, man.
I'm doing poorly. That's my whole update.
I'm doing real poorly. I'm yet to have a win.
Same here, man.
Across both, like...
I lost all four leagues last week and again this week.
Hey, Sean, guess what?
Some of them agonizingly close, some of them not close.
You might have your first win this week because we're up against each other.
I'm not playing you.
Aren't you in the fun one?
No, I looked ahead. I don't think I'm... Am I playing you?
Yeah, I'm fairly sure you are.
You are.
Really?
Yeah.
Percentage.
Well, because I was explaining
to him. Let's give us some tips now.
No, let's cancel the segment that we were going
to
help Tracy.
Because I was explaining to Tom and Dusha before that I do super coach as well.
Okay.
And I find it easier to, whenever I'm doing super coach, I kind of do the same thing with fantasy, but the scoring isn't the same.
It is different, yeah.
Like, things like that. So I'm like, I'm doing better in my super coach than I am in fantasy.
Everyone that plays super coach and fantasy has zero respect for fantasy. And
Oh, I'm doing bad in so many leagues.
Look, are you going all right, Joel?
Okay, so we've had, so the three head coaches of the three people that run the competition, really.
Yeah.
We're in four leagues each.
Yeah.
So round one.
It's tough out there, Tracy.
Yeah.
You thought one league was big? Fuck.
You remember me being like, I want to be in the top league. Yeah, I would have died. Yeah.
You would have been already in the wrong league.
Yeah.
I'm coming 19th in the weapons league.
So round one, I dropped. So I won 3 out of 4. I lost in the weapons league. And then round two, I won 4 out of 4.
Oh, I think I went 2 out of 4 in round one, and I lost all 4 in round
two. I'm hearing soft draw for you.
I played fucking Wayne Dusha round one.
Wayne lost on the weekend.
Yeah, he did.
To
he made some pretty ordinary trades, much like his son.
I think he lost to Wilbo.
Yeah. Who knocked him out of finals?
Did Wilbo win last year?
That's a good
question.
He was
definitely in the grand final.
See, Wilbo knocked Dad out last year.
I didn't realize I was last in the ladder.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Terrence Reed is above me.
Oh, that's
my dad is beating you. Do you know how sad that is? I'm going to tell you how sad that is. We're going to go into the fun section league, and I'm going to read out my dad's team to you.
He probably has the same team as me.
You shouldn't be losing to this man. So this man's back line. You ready?
Yeah.
Zach Guthrie.
All right. I want to read out Tracy's team.
Right, Zach Guthrie, Laverty, Lockie Jones, Paddy McCartan, Alex Pierce, Connor McKenna.
Disgusting.
Okay,
None of those people are using the ball. His midfield. James Aish, Cam Guthrie, Tim Kelly, Tom Atkins, Errol Goulden, Horn Francis, Hugh Greenwood. Can I just say Errol Goulden is in there because I told him to put him in there.
Okay.
Well, that's the difference between him and Tracy on the ladder.
His rucks. Some guy named Ryan for Richmond and Radagalia.
What did he score
last week? Oh, I'd love to know. So he lost to my brother.
Yeah.
He scored 1,519 points in round two.
Well, Tracy's better than him.
And in round one, soft hands, 1,541.
Okay, she wasn't better, but she was better this round.
Yeah, this
When they inevitably play each other, that's huge.
So the problem is, right, is that I picked all these players and then never looked at them again. So when it came to the first round, I was like, half of my players were injured. And then my utility player is still injured and I haven't changed him out.
My dad has 7 Geelong players.
All right. Forget about your dad for a minute. I want to just make a comment
on... I have 7 Carlton players.
Wayne Dusha.
Yep.
Will Ashcroft on the bench.
Ooh. Yeah, I think he would have been...
poor coaching.
Yeah, but also, like, look at the players that did play.
Yeah, I think he had McKenzie out there instead of Ashcroft.
Disappointing.
He got spooked last week. Guys, I'm going to go through Tracy's team.
Oh, man, okay.
Bear in mind, you can only do 2 trades a week, so fixing this team is difficult.
I was thinking that.
I want the 3 coaches to put our heads together and find out what she should be
doing. I reckon it's
going
to take me 10 weeks to fix this.
I'm going to go through the back line first, and I want to know how happy you guys are with any of these players in this team.
Okay.
Adam Sard.
I'm okay with
Tick.
That.
Sam De Koning, no.
No.
Rampy, not thrilled with that.
No.
What,
Broad,
really?
Not thrilled.
No.
In fact, that's a no.
Yeah, Broad's suspended now.
But also, Broad, Rampy, and De Koning don't score well.
Rampy has been killing it in the Supercoach.
Yeah, Supercoach is different.
Bloody hell, guys.
Although Rampy's averaging 80, so maybe he's...
What's his value, though? Like 850 million?
Nah,
thousand?
Like
535.
Oh, you know what? That's all right then.
So I'd keep him, and I'd keep Darcy Wilmot, who you've got.
Yep.
I don't know who this Goda guy is.
Yeah.
What's his average?
He's
averaging 51. If he's cheap as shit,
he's not. He's on 500K as well.
What?
No, Tracy!
You should be making notes. He's got to go. Broad's got to go. De Koning's got to go from that back line. Your midfield, side bottom. I guess I'll allow it, but I don't think he's good.
Side bottom is killing in the Supercoach as well.
You've got to think about fans.
Do you have exactly the same team in both?
No, okay. I don't.
Well, then... Don't worry about it. He kills it.
How much does 633? He's not as expensive as I thought. Paddy Cripps is your captain. Look,
fine.
Okay. Nah, but he's been so shit because everyone keeps tagging him because we don't have Walshy, And I didn't think about this.
So think about a better captain, possibly. Yeah. Caleb Sarong, that's good. I think that's a good move. Yep. Zach Bailey, I'll be personally trading him out.
But I think I put him in the wrong position. I should have put him in the forward.
It doesn't matter because he still scores the same.
Scoring 40. He had a good first week.
He got 80. 78 in a losing team.
You know who I took out for him? It was another fucking Lions player.
He's got too many free kicks.
It was another Lions player. I think it was probably Cam Rainer or something. I don't know.
You did. You told me that the other day.
So.
You took McCluggage out and put Bailey in. That's a wild price difference.
My bad.
Tom Sparrow, not a fan. Max Holmes, I don't mind that. You've got a guy from, I don't know what team this is.
Davies.
He didn't play, so he didn't score. You've got no one on the bench to score to be an emergency. And you've got Schoenberg from Adelaide, who's, I think, also shit. Where's your midfield money? How much do you have in your salary cap? Because I haven't told you guys the rucks yet. Her top ruck is Big O.
Yeah.
Who's not a prime time money player. And then Ned Reeves is a second ruck.
You must have so much money in the bank still.
I only have 410.
How much?
410. I mean, that's enough
for us. That's real juicy. For you?
Is it?
That's disgusting.
Well, I'm going to take Reeves out for one of the Giants players, I think.
Well, I mean.
What does Reeves cost? 464. Yeah, you could upgrade that instantly to a pretty premium ruck.
I mean,
trade that really expensive Goda guy out as well.
I would. You got to get
rid of Gimby.
You got to get rid of Broad too because he's not going to be playing.
No, I'm taking him on the bench.
He's going to be out like 4 weeks.
Actually, yeah, you got to take Broad. Don't put him on the bench. That's a waste of money.
Why?
How much is Broad cost? Hang on.
He's 600K.
No. Fuck me. You got to get rid of him. Get rid of him. Bring in a rookie.
I can't.
Ruben Gimby.
Because I have Marchbank. As well, and Marchbank is injured for the next 6 months.
You get two trades a week, Tracy. It doesn't matter.
By the end of the season, if you do things right, you should be getting good scores.
Okay.
That's what we want to see.
Anyways, we haven't even gone to my forwards.
So far, the only premium player you've got is Cripps.
Bailey Fritch, not a premium player.
No.
Harry Mackay, not a good choice.
No. Waste of money.
Harry Sheasel.
Great
choice.
I brought him in this week.
Nick Larkey, bad. Ollie Henry, I don't think.
Nah, he's not scoring
too much
well.
Money as well.
And we got a bit of insight about him last week.
Who's this Durden guy from Carlton? No thanks. My goodness.
Where's Durden? The premium money?
How much?
Where are the big money
players? How much is Marchbank? $298. Crozier
Wait,
on the bench.
It's just a team of mid.
Tracy, Crozier scored 102 and you had him on the bench.
I didn't mean to.
What?
Because he was injured the week before
bring
and I didn't pay
in,
attention.
Bring him in immediately. Maybe you can bring him in and trade Broad out.
But I didn't realise he was playing this week.
And you've got Paddy Dow, Rory Atkins is not going to play. Kieran Briggs is not going to play. Ben King, you've got him on the bench. He scored 43. You've got Frederick from Freo.
He scored 64.
And you've got Xavier Halloran's not going to. Tracy, I don't understand where the money in this team went. Like Tom said, I think you've got one premium player in your whole team.
No, that's what Tracy's done.
You know
done.
That meme that's like, please help me. Please, I earn $200,000 a month. Please help me. My family is starving. And it's like $999,000 on candles. This is what this is. This is that meme in real life.
What Tracy's done is her entire team is like mid-tier dog shit players.
You've got mid-priced player for your whole team.
Because I believe in these people.
But you shouldn't. It's like Moneyball, but you've cooked the stats.
You're just playing money. No ball.
Oh, my God. Why did you reach out to me before the season?
Yeah, because you're
in coach. Are you doing well in Supercoach?
That's a no.
Hang on, I haven't looked yet. Wait.
I didn't want to turn this segment into bully Tracy.
No.
That's
not
what I'm hearing about. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Don't worry about Supercoach, but this is exciting because coaches love a challenge, and this is a team that can be fixed.
Yeah.
You're only going to be able to fix it.
By the players, you might be okay.
You don't even have like premiums to trade.
But we've got about 4K.
We haven't got rookies who are going to make. I think you've got to trade your mid-priced players whose scores are frankly not going to improve.
Oh my God.
Trade them out as quickly as you can for rookies who are going up in value every week. I keep saying Ruben Gimby from West Coast.
Okay.
You've already got Sheasel. I would get Ashcroft in that team immediately.
Ashcroft. Okay. Davey for Essendon is also...
Davey's scoring.
Even someone like Cowan for Carlton, right? He's cheap, but he's earning value every week because he's getting...
Davey's in my Supercoach.
That won't help you in fantasy, though, Tracy.
Lockie Jones, Liam Jones, sorry. Liam Jones at the Bulldogs. He's 300,000.
Nah, Constable for Gold Coast.
Constable's about 400,000.
I don't pick people
now.
Who don't believe in science, sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Go Constable.
I have respect.
Constable's scoring.
I respect this, actually.
Yep, he got injured the other day, and I'm like, that's because he wouldn't listen to the doctors. Yeah. So that's on you, bro.
They said, hey, man, hey, do you want us to fix your neck? And he's like, I've done my own research. I don't need a neck.
After he got injured, someone tweeted, like, oh, he's not going to the doctor's room because he's going to do his own research. And I just about died.
Yeah.
Oh dear,
Tracy.
I did see get Philippou from St Kilda. That's another guy who's going to play games and probably slowly make money.
He did pretty well, but I still think Mitch Owen's better than him.
Fergus Green, I think his name is at Hawthorn. He's playing. Yep. He'll make.
But then
you need to bring in guys that are actually going to play.
My thing
and
is
score.
Like, do you pick players even though you know the team's going to fucking lose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because especially like, well, this didn't work, but this is a bad example. I picked Sicily as captain this week because I assumed he would be copping a mountain of inside 50s because his team sucks.
Which he did.
He scored really well early and then just faded.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
just because you're a bad team doesn't mean – like, North Melbourne sucks shit, but Jack Zeeble plays in the back line. They normally suck shit, I should say. And he'll get a lot of ball because it'll come in and he'll take kick-ins. It's awesome.
It's even like the game last week, the Freo game against St Kilda. Luke Ryan – had like 150 points because he had like 20 marks because the ball just kept coming in.
Oh,
a lot of the time, teams that get that like dominate usually have like one or two high scoring players and the rest get nothing. Yeah. Where if a team's losing, chances are that it's being shared around a little bit, unless it's like 100 points, in which case no one's touching the ball at all. No.
Tracy, you got to get who's that guy that was on your bench? Crozier, get him on the field this week.
You got to find a way to get Nick Dacos.
Get rid of Nathan Broad this week.
Turn Nathan Broad into Nick Dacos.
Yeah, you could turn Nathan Broad into someone very
good.
That's
so expensive.
No, no, but you've got 400 on your
bench. You've got money.
Also,
you should look to make two trades of your mid-priced guys this week.
No, I'm trying to get my ruck out. The Reeves guy needs to get out.
I mean, is he going to play?
I mean, you could do both.
You've got problems that need to be addressed before. Like, I look at your team and I go, get Harry Mackay out of there. But that's probably something you've got to do in 10 weeks' time when you've fixed other areas.
Try not to
pick key forwards. Go for mids. In
really?
Your
if picking a key forward, pick a Stringer or a Cameron or someone who's gonna gets up the ground and gets possession.
And most importantly, when you're getting fantasy advice, do not listen to Tom because he listens to what Sean and I say, agrees, and then does the exact opposite and pays the
excuse
price.
Excuse me, the Lockie Weller thing panned out this time.
How'd you go? How many games did you win this weekend?
How many did I win in here? Joel, in my heart.
You're putting it in your heart? Oh, I don't give
None.
A fuck
I didn't
about
win
you.
In my heart either.
It panned out.
Just, I can't believe this team.
As I was doing fantasy, I just kept
so
screaming
funny.
At myself, where's the heart, Tom?
Yeah.
Did you expect it? Did you expect to come in here and do a full dissection and see that?
Well, yeah, I didn't know what I was in for. I assumed you would maybe have a bad team, but that you would have like $3 million in the salary cap or something.
I'm fucking hot.
Yeah, that's all right. Before we wrap up, I just want to give a couple of quick shout outs in fantasy because there is some pretty surprising things happening that Sean, I think, might be flying under the radar solely because there is 800,000 leagues that we're running.
Yeah.
Going to give a quick shout out to Stumpy's team in the Stu Martin Memorial League, who is currently ranked 2,724th in the world. So that
Stumpy
team
lost.
Stumpy lost
to Tom Atkins and the Sexy Boys.
What the fuck?
By 21 points.
Yeah.
Stumpy had a huge first round.
But Stumpy is...
And a decent second round.
Yeah, well, Stumpy's average is 2,089 already.
Jack Zimmer is attacking this season with vengeance in his heart, I think. He scored 2,124.
Fucking hell. Yeah, so the Stu Martin Memorial League, as we suspected, is going to be off the chain because it's
Stu won.
Oh, Stu!
Stu won. He got 1928 and his opponent had 1861.
That's massive. Wow, congratulations, Stu. We believed in you.
No one else would.
Is that the guy who never changed his team?
Yeah.
The league's named after him, the Stu Martin Memorial League.
And he's doing better than me.
Yeah, yep. Significantly.
Hey, Stu, email me.
Okay, so the lowest score in the Stu Martin Memorial League, the lowest average score at the moment is...
My dad?
It's no. Me, man.
So the Stu Martin Memorial League, not the fun section.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
It's not me.
So this is the fourth league, and yeah, the lowest average score at the moment is 16-10, and that's from JHF's pube mustache.
Oh, I played him in there round one.
We've got in the fun section, Tracy, bottom of the ladder.
So you're gonna call me out for the second time.
with an average score of 1,462. But a team value of 15.26 million, which when compared with top of the ladder, is almost an entire million short.
I want to look at that at the end of the year.
Take a screenshot of it now. We can do a comparison.
Oh, actually, it's one. It's in fact, yeah, it's yeah, almost $1 million less than top of the ladder. Just have a look at the reserves, just in case anyone's dominating in there that I was unaware of. Sean, in the reserves this week, you've got an easy win because you're playing Hayden, the Inner North Bubbles.
Oh, finally, I'll get a win.
Yeah. Should be an easy win, too.
That means you're going to get two wins this week.
Maybe four.
Whoa.
Nah, I've got the weapons. Like, you look at the weapons league and you're like, where are the wins going to come?
Joel, Sean, I have no fucking idea.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe if I was playing you at some point before your team settled.
They need to institute a priority pick. Like, if you don't win a game, you get an extra million in your cap next
another,
year.
Another very fucked thing is happening in the How Good's Footy Reserves League, which is meant to be a step down. Big Good Energy is averaging 2,093.
Is that Amelia?
Yeah.
Amelia was, like, so on the cusp of being in the weapons, but just because of average scores and stuff, just didn't quite make the cut. Gone up a level, it seems.
Amelia is currently ranked 2,357th in the world and is, across all four leagues, the highest scorer we have.
I don't even know what I rank in the world. Just
I didn't even know people could score 2,000 points.
Oh, well, wow. So,
Jesus Christ.
What was Amelia's rank?
What you should be aiming for.
So Amelia's rank was 2,357. And also just really quick shout out to Red Leg Redemption, who is 3,464th in the world with an average round score currently of 2,083.
Here we go. 2,482 in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. 2,482. Oh, fuck, guys, I missed a number. 82,000.
You're 82,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the 61,000s.
Bro, I'm 96,000. What is this?
I'm exactly 32,000th.
Wow. Ooh.
Impressive.
Powerful.
Mm. So, yeah, look, lots happening in fantasy football. Big week of How Good's Footy.
Can I just quickly mention that the person who's number one.
In which league? Your one?
No, in the world. Like the world. Ah. His team name is Barramundi's Fish Shack.
I want that on a hat.
What the heck?
I want to have a look. What's their average? Hang on. Let's see.
2,244 with a team value of 16.8.
Fuck! I gotta suss out that team.
Oh my god!
Make some trades.
It's been a big episode.
Big episode.
Thanks
big
for
energies.
Coming in on this big episode, Tracy.
Thanks for having me again.
We learned about Blues bonus.
It. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but the bonus part.
Yeah, that was probably a highlight. And Tracy, is there anywhere? Because is there anything you'd like to plug? Anywhere people could find you, or just listen back to the other episode of How Good's Footy you're on?
I don't think I plugged myself in the other one either, because I forgot.
No, that's fair enough. Well, hey,
you're on
now's
Twitter?
Your chance.
I do have Twitter. It's Tracy T, Tracy with an E, and then two underscores, I think.
Yep.
Sorry, in my head I was like, Tracy with an E? Tracy? And then I realized where the E goes. I'm still sick.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And Tom, if you want to send us an email, where can you find us?
At howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Just send an email there, or you can do it on Twitter at howgoodsfooty. Or individually, I'm at Orca Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at Douche 13. And big round three. If I come in here 3-0, I will be losing my mind. If I come in here 2-1, I'll be losing my mind from depression.
If Tracy beats me in fantasy, she'll be back on next week.
Yeah!
Sean will turn up in the Yarra with a toaster.
I'll be at Hawksburn.